Letters 125-149, a collection of many select epistles to friends of that ancient, eminent, and faithful minister of Jesus Christ, George Fox, Volume 1, Cont. 125. Friends, to you all this is the word of the Lord. Know the seed of God in one another, which seed is Christ. Look not out, then you will not wander, but will be atop of the wanderer. The seed, which is Christ, being known in one another, which the promise of God is to, every one of you know the promises fulfilled in you, whereby you all may witness the blessing of God fulfilled to you and in you. And so in this the Lord God Almighty preserve you all to his glory, and that you all may know the flesh of Christ your food, and know his reign. And quench not the spirit and stop not the power, but dwell in that, which does stop and quench the deceit. And to you this is the word of the Lord God. And all friends, mind and heed the life and power of the Lord God, for all that are out of it are and will be confounded. Therefore dwell in that which condemns it, in which will be your peace. George Fox 126 for friends, to dwell in love and unity. The word of the Lord God to all friends. Dwell in peace and unity with God and one with another, that to the Lord you may be a sweet savor, and to one another and also in them that hate the light, that you may all come to witness the sonship, and to be heirs of God, and in the Spirit have unity, which is the bond of peace. And the seed of God and the life mind. George Fox 127. All friends everywhere, do not delight in apparel, do not delight in the creature more than the Creator. Trust not in uncertain riches which fade and pass away, but trust in the living God and love the riches that endure and fade not away. Delight not in the world that ends, but in the world that has no end, that there you may all come to have an assurance of the endless life. George Fox 128. To all friends, to keep in the power of God, out of the cares of the world. All friends, to that which is pure, take heed, that with that all your minds may be kept up to God, who is pure. That as the lily you all may grow, and receive wisdom from God how to use the creatures in their places, to the glory of him that created them. For woe is unto you, that lay up for the latter day with covetousness. You act in that nature contrary to the light, taking thought for tomorrow, what you shall eat, and what you shall drink, and what you shall put on. Look at the life which is more than food, and the body which is more than raiment, and consider the lilies and ravens, and who feeds them and clothes the earth, that in the faith you may stand, and with it you may come to see him who is invisible. He who saves up for the latter day with covetousness goes from that, which should keep him out of days, up to God, the beginning of days. Here the Ancient of Days comes to be seen, and the life out of death springs, and a diligent serving God is known, and everyone for his family provides. For he is worse than an infidel, that does not. That which was before days were mind, which brings to be diligent, serving the Lord, and that keeps down the destroyer. And that keeps down the covetous and the fleshly principle, and that which would run out into the observation of days. And that keeps the life up out of the earth, and keeps from trusting in the riches that are uncertain, and brings to trust in God, who is living, who is the condemner of all the gods who have eyes and see not, who keep people under their dominion from the light. But all who take heed to the light see God, who is living, who sees all things. George Fox 129. My dear friends and brethren, keep in the seed of peace, which was before the enmity and adversary were, in which you will all have life and peace, and unity and dominion. And in that you will know Christ Jesus to reign, who was before the world began, in whom you may know your election, and a sitting in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, above all the earthly places below, and men's evil traditions and vain customs. Sitting in Christ Jesus keeps out of them, for he was before they were. And let all friends everywhere pray to the Lord, to exalt his truth to his glory, and his kingdom which has no end, but is from everlasting to everlasting. George Fox 130. To all friends, to dwell in the truth, the life of God, the light, etc. All friends, dwell in the truth. In my Father's house there are many mansions, said Christ. And you all that know the life, go not from it. Heed not words without life, but heed that which lets you see and know the Father. For mountains will arise and may arise. But this is the word of the Lord God, and a charge to you all in the presence of the Lord God. Jump to another presence, heed the power and life, the power which you have formerly known and tasted of. And that will keep you until the day of salvation, and that brings you to know the kingdom of God to stand in righteousness, and that will bring you to comprehend deceit and to fathom it, and bring you to be over the deceit of the world. So you that know the power of the Lord God, heed it, and it will remove questionings out of your minds. It will remove that which causes trouble to come into your minds. But if you go from the power, the formal part gets up in you, and the wonders you will run into. But the power of God is the gospel, and you that have received the power of God, you have received the gospel, and he is cursed that preaches any other, yes, if an angel from heaven. For Christ is the power of God, to whom the angels must bow. And Christ Jesus, who was born of a virgin, crucified, and is ascended, and there is no other, all of you that are turned to the light, wait to have him born in you, everyone in particular. I am the light of the world, said Christ, by whom the world was made, who does in light every man that comes into the world. Who is the bread of life that came down from above, and who eats of this bread lives forever? Now, every one of you, having a light from Christ, the bread of life, wait, and with and from it you will see, know, and have your food in due season. Everyone that comes into the world, having a light from Christ Jesus, who is not of the world, and being turned to this light which he is lighted withal, he is turned to Jesus Christ, from where it comes. And here none shall say, Lo, here is Christ, or Lo, there is Christ. But everyone with the light which comes from him shall see Christ, and shall see the Father, through the Spirit that proceeds from the Father and the Son, and the glory that Christ had with the Father before the world began. And everyone with the light shall have dominion over all the contrary in the male and in the female, having a light from him, that gives the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus, which light shines in your hearts. And there shall everyone feel their treasure in the earthen vessel, and the power which is of God. Now, whosoever goes from the light, which they are enlightened withal, they go into the darkness, and they go into the wonders, and run out gazing, and saying, Lo, he is here, lo, he is there. I am come a light into the world, said Christ, which everyone that comes into the world is lightened withal, which light is the covenant, and everyone who is in the light is in the covenant with God. And so, friends everywhere, keep your meetings. This is the word of the Lord God to you, and do not heed the lo here or lo there, neither be troubled. But heed everywhere the life of God, and do not roam about from the truth within, so that you may be kept out of all high swelling storms, commotions, and tempests, and with it you may be kept over the world, to him and in him that is not of the world. And take heed of denying the truth. Whosoever do, they go from the light within them, and so go into the darkness and into the wonders. And those who go from the light within, go from the Emmanuel, from the Savior within, Christ Jesus, and from the truth in the inward parts, and from the mediator between you and God, and from the vine. And so, you bear not fruit to the glory of God. And going from the light within, you go from your peace and from the covenant of God. And going from the light within, you go from the life, where everyone receives the light of life. And who go from the light within, go from the increase of God. Who go from the light within, go from the anointing within them, and so continue not in his Son, nor in the Father. All who go from the light within go out of the covenant of eternal life. But everyone walking in the light within which he has received, he shall there receive the bread of life, Christ, whom the light comes from. And so, having your food within, you shall not go forth to gather it. But he that is in the light and believes in it comes to know the garner, wherein to the wheat is gathered, and the chaff, that is to be burned with unquenchable fire, and the floor thoroughly purged, and the immortal crown is known. Therefore, all friends, keep in the power, and know the power of God in one another, and the life that stands in God, that out of all dryness and barrenness you may be brought, and kept in the living and eternal Spirit and power. And so, the God of glory keep you from the evil that is in the world, in glory, and in unity, everyone in their measures. Now, the power of God will never be shaken. That which is to be shaken, or tossed, is out of the power, and the power remains. Therefore dwell in the power which throws down all that which may be shaken or tossed, and raises up that which can never be thrown down nor shaken. And to you this is the word of the Lord God. And dwell in that and keep in that, which keeps you out of and above the knowledge of that which enters into the sensual part, for both these will fail. Therefore in the power and in the life of God dwell, this comprehends the world and reaches and fathoms over it all. In that dwell and live, here will be your peace. It will keep you out of the strife and combustions and heaps. For this all comes to be fathomed, chained, and kept down by the eternal power, and bound and bundled up for the fire and judged down, and all that which branches forth from it, that nothing may reign but life itself. And all the contrary, the filth and dross with the unquenchable fire is to be consumed and burned. Wait to know all this. Here is the path of righteousness and purity, and nothing shall stand but the mountain of the Lord. Glory to the Lord in the beauty of holiness, which is felt and seen. And all being kept in the light, and walking in that, which you are enlightened withal, you cannot be in the strife. For the enmity is out of the light, and the vain boaster which comes to nothing, but is judged and condemned. And when that you are met together in the light, hearken to it, that you may feel the power of God in every one of you. So here comes your ear to be open to hear the counsel of the Lord God, and here the eye comes to be open to see the Lord Jesus Christ in the midst of you, you all sitting under your vines. So every particular wait on him, who received not honor of man, neither glorified himself. But the light, which enlightens everyone that comes into the world, is a witness against all them that seek their own glory, or glorify themselves, or bear witness of themselves. Now they who receive honor from man are from the light, both he that gives and he that takes it, and it is to be stained, and the light stains it and condemns it. So every particular of you, to you this is the word of the Lord God, know the Son of God to be revealed in you. And know the seed, which is Christ, to which the promise of God is, that you may all witness the seed of the woman to bruise the serpent's head in every one of you. That you may all witness you are come to him that was in the beginning, and to the seed of the woman, which bruises the serpent's head in every one of you in your own particulars. Then you all will come to feed on the bread or life that comes from above. Such witness that they are redeemed out of the transgression. But where the seed of the woman, Christ, has not bruised the serpent's head, and that which does not abide in the truth, reigns, there the transgressor is. So that which is out of the truth reigning, the serpent being head, he sows his seed goes forth from him, and his food and meat is dust, because he can't feed upon life that abides in the truth. He who doesn't abides in the truth, the life has dust for food and is tormented. And those who are out of the truth are out of the worship of God. For those who are the worshipers of the Father, they must be in the truth and in the Spirit. And being in the Spirit and in the truth, they are in out of the devil's abode. All false ways and seducers and deceivers and false worshipers are out of the truth. And Jerusalem's worshipers and Samaria's worshipers and the worship that is at the mountain and the idolatrous worshipers and the worship of devils, all these are out of the truth and out of the Spirit that does not change. But who are in the truth and in the Spirit, they are atop of the world and atop of him that abode not in the truth, their feet are shod with the truth. Therefore every one of you that are come into the world, coming all to the light you come to your armor, you come to that which lets you see sin. It is the armor against it. It is the eye, with which you see that which must be cut down and judged to death. In which truth, which is the light, we have fellowship one with another. And this is the counsel of the Lord God to you, dwell all in the power of God, which is the gospel of peace. And the power of God is the cross of Christ, and you that feel the power of God, you feel Christ. For Christ is the power of God. The power of God is but one, and the light is but one, and the cross of Christ is but one, which is the power of God, and the gospel of truth is but one, which is the power of God, and there is no other. You that come to know these look for no other. And Christ is one in the male and in the female. Christ is the seed, which the promise of God is to, and there all wait to find him and receive him. Know you not that Christ Jesus is in you, except you are reprobates, said the apostle. So now if you are reprobates, you are wanderers and gazers in Adam, in transgression, out of the light, out of the life, out of the power, out of the truth, out of the way, which is Christ. But being in the life, you are in the way, in the truth, in the power of God, in Christ, out of transgression, in the second Adam, the Lord from heaven, out of the transgression of the first Adam. And if Christ Jesus be in you, the body of sin is dead, and you are brought to God. And the Emmanuel being known, God with us is witnessed by every one of you that are redeemed by him out of the transgression, and so in the second Adam. So if Christ Jesus be in you, and you in him, the body is dead, and you are alive to righteousness, and death is brought into death. Friends, dwell all in the light, and then you will dwell in covenant with God, and with God you will have peace. And friends, all dwell in the light, so that you may receive the wisdom of God, by which all things were created, with which wisdom you may come to order all the creatures. And be low as babes and little children, for the little children receive the kingdom. And so, all know the promise which is to the seed, and know the seed of God in one another, that there be no master but Christ, who bruises the serpent's head, where debate and enmity are, which are the cause of strife. So let the seed be master in the male and in the female, that the ground of strife, which would be master, may be kept under, and the seed, which the grave could not hold under, be the ruler. so that you may witness the rock that the gates of hell cannot prevail against, nor can the temptations of the devil prevail. George Fox 131. Friends everywhere dwell in the power of the Lord God, which is without end, in which you may all have unity. And take heed of striving about earthly things, which is the unredeemed part that is out of the paradise and the garden of God, but that with the wisdom of God you may come to be ordered, and order the creatures by that by which they were made and created, that by it you may know yourselves to be governed. And after riches increase, take heed of setting your hearts upon them, or they will become a curse and a plague to you. For when you were first faithful, the world would avoid you and not have commerce with you. But after, when they saw you were faithful and just in things, and righteous and honest in your tradings and dealings, then they came to have commerce and trade with you the more, because they know you will not cozen them, nor cheat them. Then you came to have greater trading, double than ever you had, and more than the world. But this is the danger and temptation to you, drawing your mind into your business, and clogging your mind with business concerns, so that you can hardly do anything to the service of God. Instead, you will be crying, "My business, my business," and your minds will go into the things and not over the things, and so you do not come into the image of God, in which is dominion. If your minds are into riches and so absorbed, you will go back into that you were in before. And then, if the Lord God cross you, and top you by sea and land, and take your goods and customers from you, so that your minds should not be cumbered, then that mind that is cumbered will fret, being out of the power of God. And all friends, take heed of quarrels and strife, for that is it which will eat out the seed in you. Don't hold on to any grudge or harbor resentment, because that will eat out the good in you, and you will suffer in your own particulars. Instead, dwell in love and life, and in the power and seed of God, which is the honorable, royal state. And all that speak or preach abroad, see that you are in the life and power and seed of God, which will edify the body, and not in a brittle, peevish, hasty, fretful mind. But dwell in that which keeps down the contrary, so that may speak which edifies the body in love. And all take heed of vain words and tattling idle words, but everywhere stop such, that love may continue in the body, and that the seed may spread over all, that unity may be kept. And all friends everywhere, if friends are poor and in want or in prison, that you may in wisdom relieve and cherish such. And all friends everywhere, stop the deceit that would devour and destroy, which is out of the truth and true wisdom. Deceit must be limited, that violates the Spirit of God. For since the days of the apostles, the true church has been in the wilderness, and the beast, false prophet, antichrist, and false church have ruled and reigned, among whom have been the many names and horns among the apostate Christians, who have professed themselves to be elders. Among this eldership have they had outward and earthly rulers, which have got up since the days of the apostles. But those who come to Christ, who was and is the true Christian's head, he is their ruler, by whom all things were made. And when the apostate Christians went from the apostles' doctrines into the world, they set up many rulers among them and many heads. When they went from the seed of God in themselves, in the male and in the female, then they forsook their head, Christ Jesus. And so, whoever goes from the seed of God in themselves and set up other heads, they lose the one head, which is Christ Jesus, and then come to be covered with darkness, and the seed comes to be burdened as a cart with sheaves. Then the apostates break into the many ways and set up the many heads, when they go from the seed in the male and in the female, which is the one head. And then come up the fightings about earthly things, and war rings with carnal weapons about earthly things, and self-interest, and man's honor and titles, and about their churches and religions and worships and ministry, which have been set up since the days of the apostles and since the fall. The Jews did kill with the outward sword the heathen and one another. But Christ Jesus, the Prince of Life, fulfills the law and ends the outward Jews' types, figures and shadows, ordinances and carnal weapons. As the King of the whole earth, he comes to save men's lives, yet he slays and kills with the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of his mouth. And the apostles who followed Christ wrestled not with flesh and blood. So all who come to witness Christ to reign and to rule, who is the Prince of Life that saves men's lives, and follow him, do not wrestle with flesh and blood, nor seek to destroy men's lives. And here comes the wisdom to be known, that is from above, that is pure and gentle and easy to be entreated. It is not sensual, carnal, and devilish. So in the time of the law among the Jews there was fighting outwardly. But in the time of the gospel of Christ Jesus, who came to end the law, they were to love enemies and not to kill them, and love them that hate them and not kill them. But in the time since the days of the apostles, in the apostate Christian's time, they are crying up the outward sword again. The outward sword is the dragon's and the beast's power, the prince of death, which has reigned since the apostles' days. But those who come to follow Christ, they come to reign in spirit, over all these fighters with carnal weapons that are got up since the days of the apostles. Therefore those who are come now into the power of the Lord God, and to the seed that is royal, who was the elected before the world began, keep your meetings and dwell in the power of God, in which you may know his image and come into it, with which you may spiritually reign, and have dominion over all the world, and rule in it over them and their vanities, and work them down without a carnal weapon, in the power of God. So keep your meetings, both particular and in the general, in the power of the Lord God, and dwell in the life, and power, and wisdom of the Lord, that all uncleanness whatsoever may by the power of the Lord be brought down and rooted out, and that such have no rule nor authority among you, though they be never so fair or excellent of speech. But let all such be brought under by the power of the Lord God, who is to reign over it. That in the sweetness and unity, you all may be brought to be a sweet savor to the Lord God, and in the hearts of one another, and let no uncleanness be among you. And all friends everywhere, take heed of printing anything more than you are required of the Lord God. And all friends everywhere, take heed of wandering up and down about needless occasions, for there is danger of getting into the careless words, out of seriousness, weightiness, and savoriness. And all friends everywhere, take heed of wronging the world or anyone in bargains or overreaching them, but dwell in the cool, sweet, and holy power of the Lord God, and in righteousness, that it may run down among you, and that will keep you low. And all friends everywhere, take heed of slothfulness and sleeping in your meetings, for in so doing you will be bad examples to others and hurt yourselves and them. And all take heed of going up and down to minister, but as you are moved of the Lord God, or to speak in meetings or any other places, for traveling to such is dangerous to lift them up, going among settled meetings that are settled. For there is difference between friends going into the world and of coming among them that are come to silent meetings and to feed there, for that which may be seasonable to the world may not be to them. Therefore let all live in the seed, and wisdom and fear and consider before they utter that the light is up, whereby all may be settled, and they themselves be washed. And dwell in the seed, that you all may know Christ come to reign in you, so that all may be done and spoken by and in the power of the Lord God, that is done and spoken and not out of it. And in that you will all have unity in the record of life, whereby the power of God and the seed of God may come up, which is heir of the blessing and of the promise, that you may come to know the place where there is no curse, and the Lamb's power, throne, life, and dominion. And in the wisdom of God all dwell, that to him you may be a sweet savor and a blessing in the hearts of all people, that nothing may rule nor reign among you but the seed itself and the life of God. George Fox, let this be read in your meetings. 132, an epistle to friends, for all to keep in the light and to watch over one another. All friends and brethren everywhere, walk in the truth and know one another in the measure of life, that in it your minds may be guided up to the Father of life. And stand in his counsel, that he alone may be loved with all your strength, with all your minds, and with all your souls, so that you may all know one another in the life and light, that you may all be kept from idols. For if you know one another in the flesh only, that love which will rise out of that knowledge is feigned, and that will wither and must come under the condemnation of the light. Therefore all wait in the measure of life, that with it your hearts may be knit together. And none to be hasty, nor to will anything, there is not anything received from God by him who wills with his own will. For no prophecy of the Scripture came by the will of man. Peter, who was not educated by man, but rather by Christ, saw this. And the Scripture is for the perfecting of the man of God, which is learned of God, and came not by man's will. So now mind your growth, and your perfecting, and your steadfastness in the light, in which is the unity. So everyone wait in the light, which comes from Christ the head, from whom nourishment comes, which nourishes the body and all the members, from whom comes the bread of life, which is from above, and the water of life. Therefore all wait in your measure, and walk after your line, which is the light which comes from Christ, who is your life, that every one of you may have praise and comfort in the same, and every one of you may be kept in the way of righteousness and peace up to the Lord, who is righteousness and peace. Here the blessed hope is seen with the light that comes from him by whom the world was made, so that the covenant of light, life, and peace you may all come to witness, and everyone come to have dominion and rule over your own spirits. If the spirit of man is not subdued by the spirit of the living God, it lusts to envy, therefore wait and take heed, for fear that any nakedness appear which is not justified in the sight of God. And take heed of presumption, for fear that you go from the living God. But in the spirit dwell, that over all that you may reign, and come to be recorded in the book of life, which life was before the world was. And this brings you to see and read one another, as epistles written in one another's hearts, where in unity, love, and peace you will come to dwell, in the life of the Spirit of the living God, in which the saints had unity, which brought them to be taught of the living God. And so they gave forth the Scriptures, as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So no prophecy in the old time came by the will of man, but was learned of God. So now you waiting in the Spirit, everyone, to be taught of God the Father of spirits, your teacher is present with you, and one in you all, according to your measures. Which Spirit is given to every one of you to benefit all, by which Holy Spirit the Scripture was given forth. The world, who are sensual without the Holy Spirit, have the Scriptures, but they are fighting about their superficial interpretations of the Scriptures' meanings. And there is the sea, which the beast arises out of, which the world wonders after. And there is the mother of harlots with all her false colors, whose eyes are out from the light which comes from him by whom the world was made. There you may go, and have a name that you are alive, but are dead. Now all be willing to wait in the measure of that which is eternal, that no fornication be found among you, nor deceit, that all may come to receive wisdom from Christ, who is the wisdom of God. That this wisdom may be justified in you all, and you all in the light preserved, and that which is contrary condemned. So that you may all be kept from deadness and slothfulness, in the fear of the Lord God, and in this your hearts kept clean. And so the Lord God Almighty preserve you. Friends, keep your meetings everywhere, waiting upon the Lord, that to him you may be a sweet savor. And watch over one another with the measure of the Spirit of the Lord. The Lord God Almighty preserve you, and keep you in his will, wisdom, light, life, and power. George Fox, Let This Be Read Among Friends, 133. Friends, towards all men walk in wisdom and be gentle to all men, for the meek inherit the earth and receive the blessing. And they that thirst after righteousness shall inherit righteousness, and the blessing. And the merciful do obtain mercy and the blessing. And the pure in heart shall see God and receive the blessing. And blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And blessed are the peacemakers, for they are the children of God. And blessed are they that are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God. And blessed are you when men shall revile and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for Christ's sake. And it is love that edifies, and the edifying is in the most holy faith, which faith is the gift of God, which gives victory over the world. And in this is the blessing, which purifies the heart, and this is it which brings to please God. And that which edifies is the living faith, and not the dead faith. And love rejoices in the truth, and not in the iniquity, for that is not in love. So you that are the Lord's lot, mark, and are his inheritance, and are in covenant with God, with him you have peace, which covenant is given to all the world. But they that hate the light are out of covenant with God, and by the light they are condemned, and those which the light does condemn are out of the covenant. George Fox, 134. Live in peace, all my dear babes of God, one with another, for patience obtains the crown and has the victory. And in pureness live over the deceit, and answer the witness of the Lord God in everyone. And keep in the seed and life of he Lord God, that you may feel the blessing of the Lord God among you and upon you. Stand in that which lets you see your sins, and you will see your Savior, who was before the world was, him by whom the world was made, glorified with the Father before the world was. He will be your stay and rest. Dear friends, dwell in the seed of God, and know it in you all, that you may know it to reign, which is the heir of power. And in that live and dwell, and in it keep your meetings. And we must have the patience to bear all manner of evil done or spoken against us for Christ's sake, and rejoice at it. George Fox, 135. For Francis Haugel and Edward Burruff. Dear friends and lambs, put on the armor of light, and the shield of truth, and the breastplate of righteousness, that you may stand in battle against all the Philistines, and the enemies of God, being led and guided with the Spirit up to God, the Father of spirits, that what you beget may be to him and into his image, and that which you do present may be perfect. And so mind this. So not sparingly, for the Lord has a seed that way. So the Lord God Almighty preserve you. And stir abroad while the door is open, and the light shines, and so go on in that which lets you see the world, to comprehend it, and to see what is imprisoned by it and suffers by it. So the Lord give you an understanding in all things, and his arm go along with you, that you may be to his glory. And the blessing of the Lord be with you. Dear Francis and Edward, in the life of God wait, that you may be led by it and kept to receive wisdom from God, that you may order all things there with it, and be manifest to the witness of God in all that you may beget to God. That is good plowman and good thresherman you may be, to bring out the wheat. So the Lord God Almighty keep and preserve you. George Fox 136. To friends, to dwell in that which keeps peace. Dear friends, dwell in that which keeps your peace and comprehends the deceit and answers that of God in everyone. And let friends keep their meetings and never hearken to tales nor things without, but keep their peace and know the life and power, union and fellowship which stand in God, in and with which you may stand over the world in the one power, life and wisdom, and therein be kept to the glory of the Lord God. So in that which is pure, the Lord God Almighty preserve you. George Fox 137. Friends, let God's wisdom have the stay of your minds, and let it be the end of all your words. Beware of that spirit that leads out of it into anything. There is a day coming, wherein some may wish that they had walked in wisdom, as touching the weaknesses one of another, or the failings one of another. For what know you, who may stand or who may fall in the day of God's trial? Then many, that have been unstable, may wish that they had kept their secrets in their bosoms, and in God's wisdom sought to restore all, and not to scatter. As that spirit does which cannot bear and cover the weaknesses one of another who are yet in the wilderness, where the trials are many. I have seen a great danger in this thing. Wherefore beware of that spirit that cannot bear one with another, or forgive one another. For that which cannot, will discover rather than cover and bring cloud over many, wherever it is received, and raise the contrary in many, and veil the just, it may be in whole meetings, for want of wisdom to be stayed in the meek spirit, which tries all spirits and gives clear sight of things. For want of this many may be cast by, and scarce ever restored again. Therefore I say, reach over the dead, and that which works in that nature, and reach to the witness in all, so will you stand for God, and God will bless you in the day of trial. George Fox 138. To the prisoners, friends, you who are the prisoners of the Lord Jesus Christ in outward bonds, who witness him by whom the world was made, who is the King of saints, and who are his, and come under his dominion and government, you are not your own, but purchased with his blood, which washes and makes you clean and justifies, whose bodies are his temple. Though he allows you to be imprisoned, yet in his power your bodies are kept and our spirits also, you standing witnesses for your master, for your king, for your prophet, for your covenant of light, for your wisdom of God, him by whom all things were made, for the word and power by which all things were made and upheld against the powers of darkness, who are out of the light, out of the truth, who cannot bind, stop nor limit the unlimited power which is over it and comprehends it. They who are born of the Word, and in the power which upholds all things over that, and the power of the evil one, have victory and sing over the false prophet. For the devil was the deceiver, who abode not in the truth, and there is the false prophet, who speaks of his own and not from the Lord, and there is the beast that makes the war against the Lamb and his saints, who witness the testimony of Jesus and the Word of God. Therefore mind the Word of God, you children of the light, who are in the light that comes from the Word. Mind the Word of the Lord, which is as a hammer and as a fire and sharper than a two-edged sword. And you who are the Lord's are not your own, but they who are in their own time see not the time which is in the Father's hand. Their time is always, and they do their own works and not the works of God, which the Son of God did. George Fox 139. Friends, know the praying in the Spirit and with the understanding. Then you will come to know the sighs and groans that cannot be uttered. For such as have not the Spirit that gave forth the Scriptures to guide them, are as the Pharisees were, in the long prayers, and in the wrath, and in the doubting, and do not lift up holy hands. This makes a difference between praying in the Spirit and the Pharisees' long prayers that devoured widows' houses. And none owns the light as it is Jesus, but he who owns the light that Christ lights him with. And none owns the truth, but who owns the light that comes from Christ, the truth. And none come to the Father, but such who owns the light that comes from Christ, which leads to him. Nor none owns the Son, except he owns the light that comes from him. For all dwelling in the light that comes from Jesus, it leads out of wars, leads out of strife, leads out of the occasion of wars, and leads out of the earth up to God, out of earthly mindedness to heavenly mindedness, and brings your minds to be in heaven. George Fox 140 to friends, concerning collecting their sufferings, etc., all friends everywhere that do suffer for not paying tithes, and are served with writs to answer at London, take copies of your subpoenas and writs, that you may have them, when you appear, to show them to the court, whereby you may be kept atop of the persecutors and evildoers. And keep a copy of all your sufferings for tithes in every county, that it may be laid on their heads that cause you to suffer. And all friends that suffer imprisonment, or are fined for not swearing, keep a copy of your sufferings in every county, and the men's names that cause you to suffer, for tithes or for not swearing. And all friends that suffer for not giving money for repairing of steeple houses, keep copies of your sufferings in every county and by whom. And as any are brought to suffer for these things, or for not bowing to any deceit whatsoever, let a true and a plain copy of such suffering be sent up to London. And such as are moved of the Lord to go to steeple houses, and are beat, knocked down, or imprisoned, let a copy of all such sufferings be sent up as above said, that the things may be laid on he heads of them that caused the sufferings. And if any are beaten or wounded in going to meetings, or are struck or bruised in meetings, or taken out of meetings and imprisoned, let copies of such things be taken, and sent as above said, under the hands of two or three witnesses, that the truth may be exalted, and the power and life of God lived in. And if any friends be summoned up by writs or subpoenaed to appear personally to answer for tithes, let them do it, that the truth may stand over the head of the liar, which may answer the truth in everyone. And as you are moved, be obedient to the truth, that nothing may reign but the truth. They that say you must appear personally, and when you appear, say they do not mean so, but that you must appear by an attorney. This is not truth, this is made up of a lie, and is to be judged by them that dwell in the truth. If any friends are moved to write to them who caused their sufferings, let them do it. Nevertheless, let copies be sent of their sufferings as before said. And also any that suffer for not putting off their hats for conscience' sake, let copies be sent up of these things likewise. George Fox, let this be sent among all friends in all counties in this nation. 141. To friends, to gather up their sufferings and lay them before the judges. All friends everywhere that are in any sufferings, let your sufferings be gathered up together in every county, you that have suffered by justices or constables or bailiffs, let your names be set to your sufferings, and a name or two to witness them, and the names of them that caused you to suffer. And after that you have gathered up your sufferings in every county, in the county where the judges come, let your sufferings be laid before them, who are sent forth from the head and heads of the nation, which nation or nations is to be governed as a family, in justice and truth and judgment and righteousness. For he that is the head in the nation gives forth his charge to the judges, for they are all his servants. The judges come forth into the several counties, and the counties are as their families, and they give forth their charge to the justices, sheriffs, juries, bailiffs, constables. The justices and sheriffs of the counties, they are to look to their places as to their families, chief constables and other constables in their places as to their families, and the constable to look to his town as to his family. The judges give charge to all in their places. Now these not judging and doing justly, sheriffs, juries, constables not doing justly, righteously, or equally, the sufferings being gathered together, short and true, and their actions that have not been just and righteous, who cause the righteous to suffer and truth to fall in the gates, and in the streets that equity cannot enter. For equity cannot enter where truth is fallen, for that which lets in equity is truth. Gather up such your sufferings in every county, that suffer by the unjust and unrighteous, and deliver them to the judges that they may see it, that they may judge justly and see what is done in the family to whom they give their charge, and what their master's servants have done, justices, sheriff, constables. And if the judge that sits in the gate will not judge righteously, nor plead the cause of the innocent, nor help the helpless, nor break the jaws of the wicked that tear and rend the innocent, but is light and vain, God, who is just, is ready to plead their cause, and to judge and cast out the unjust judges. For he that renders judgment among the judges, and relieves the oppressed, and helps he helpless, and strengthens the weak hands and feeble knees, and gives righteousness to everyone that loves it, to everyone whose intents are upright and single, gives true judgment agreeable to that of himself in everyone, and crosses the ends and intents of everyone that is from that, and gives judgment upon the unjust. And that a copy of all your sufferings, which are delivered to the judges in every county be kept, and sent up to him that is the head in the nation, who sends forth the judges as his servants, that he may see, measure, and weigh how unrighteously they have judged, and what his servants have done, which caused the dividing of his family. And through the want of judgment running down the streets, equity cannot enter because truth is fallen. So these things being laid upon the heads of the nation, that they may feel and see that God's judgments are just, and will come upon them if they do not judge justly, and do not measure righteously, and do not weigh truly. So that in every circuit and assizes the sufferings of all friends being gathered and sent to every judge in his circuit, a copy of the said sufferings, which were so laid before such a judge, may be afterwards brought and sent to the head of the nation, that truth, righteousness, and justice may reign, and friends be clear of the blood of all men, that the seed of God may reign, which does reign above all the wicked. George Fox 142. All my dear friends, keep up your heads above the waters and the sea, in which there is a tempest. Fear not the devil, nor all his darts nor weapons, nor all his soldiers and instruments that he keeps in league with, but mind the power of God and the light of Jesus, and be clothed with and put on the armor of light, and the helmet of salvation, and the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, in which you have victory and unity and access to God. And dwell in patience and love to God, and one towards another. For the Lamb must have the victory over them all, the wild beasts in the field or wilderness, who are in the fall from God. And though these beasts' horns be ever so long, yet the Lamb shall conquer them, who gets the victory and overcomes and takes away the sin. And the Lamb has wisdom, the Lamb has power. Follow him, then you shall have his mind, wisdom, and patience. And in that you follow the Spirit of truth and are led by that, against which there is no law, in which there is life and peace, and fellowship with the Son and the Father and all the saints and their words. Therefore live in the truth, and then you live in Christ the way that lives, who was before the untruth was, in which untruth the many ways in the wilderness are. And living in the truth you live in the love and unity, yes, in that which was before the enmity was, and in perfection, in which truth is all perfection of love, and life, and light in which light, life, and truth is the way to God, in whom the church is, of which Christ is the head. And who come to this church, they come into God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And who come to God, they must come into the light, life, and truth. And that is the way in which people are renewed into God's image of holiness and righteousness again, in which God is seen. Which way is out of the ways of man, that is fallen from the image of God's righteousness and true holiness, in which way are all the aimless roamers separated from God, out of the life. George Fox 143. All friends and brethren in the noble seed of God live, which has the promise of life, which is the top and cornerstone, Christ over all set, in whom is life eternal and fullness for you all, and life, peace, and wisdom. And the seed Christ destroys the devil and his works, which seed Christ lives forever. Feel and know that in yourselves which will never have an end, and then you will know that which remains and abides when the devil and his works are destroyed and gone. The seed remains, Christ, the power of God, which goes over the power of the devil. In Christ is the saints' unity, that is everlasting, which brings to the church that is in God. And so all in the power of the Lord God and the seed live, which is over all that which is not in his pure life, in which you all have unity that never ends. My love is to you in the seed, in which there is life. George Fox 144. Friends, get not knowledge in the unsanctified and unregenerated part. For unsanctified knowledge declared will not be heard or understood by those to whom it is declared. Neither can words that come from the unsanctified and unregenerated part be felt going from you with joy and life. For the wrong part of you will glory and boast and vaunt itself and say, "This have I done, and that have I spoken," and not glory in the Lord. So this satisfies not, and the spirit in prison is not refreshed by those things. George Fox 145. Friends, where there is strife among any of you, mind the light to judge it down and condemn it. With the light your minds may be guided up to Christ, where there is no strife, to learn of him, and to condemn all that with the light, which would give the world a ground to reproach truth, and to see your nakedness. For that which is out of the light will fall and confound itself. So mind what keeps your peace, and condemns what leads into weakness, what lets in prejudice, goes from the light. Weakness and prejudice is to be condemned with the light, and that leads to Christ, the covenant of peace. And where there is strife which leads out into many words, such will eventually wither and bring themselves under condemnation. Such must be silent and mind that which condemns them, that the life in them may arise, wherein is no strife. For where men's spirits are high, something is stirring that should be kept under. Take heed that get not up into rule. So first learn the ministry of condemnation in yourselves, that life may arise, before ministry in the Spirit is known, which preaches peace by Jesus Christ, where there is no strife. Therefore wait to know the time of silence and mind that which condemns you. And all friends, let your patience and moderation be known to all men, for nothing good is attained by strife, for that is out of Christ in the forward self-will, which is to be condemned with the light. Where is the unity, which comes from Christ, and leads up to Christ the covenant of life? And take heed, all friends, of causing his name to be blasphemed through you among the heathen, but mind and wait to receive the love of God which bears all things, and suffers all things, and so comes to receive the armor of righteousness, which quenches all the fiery darts of Satan, that the patience that bears and suffers all things may be witnessed. George Fox 146, to friends in Ireland. Friends, feel all of you the power of the Lord God in yourselves to guide your minds up to God, and to give you dominion over all weakness, and to strengthen and to heal you. And look not out, but everyone feel the power of God in your own particulars, and let all your faith stand in that. Then will you have unity, and in that you will have dominion and victory, and it will keep you in order. In which you will have virtue, and in which you will feel the Spirit, in which you will have fellowship and comfort. And be low and still in the life and power, and not hasty nor rash, that you may in the life and power answer that of God in everyone that cries for peace and rest. So dwell in the love of God, this I warn you and charge every one of you, your faith standing in this and in the power of God, then you will feel the presence of the Lord God among you. George Fox 147, to friends in Wales. Friends, live in the wisdom of the Lord, for that is it which preserves you pure and lively and gentle above that which is below. And in the increase of God live, and in his virtue, power, and love, that through it your hearts may be established and filled with the same. May justice and truth in all things be among you, and Christ Jesus known in the midst of you as a prophet, priest, and king, who has gathered you in his name, to open and reveal to you, and rule you, who is the quickening spirit in whom the spiritual sacrifices are offered. Therefore I say, know Christ, who is the substance of all the types, figures, and shadows, by whom the world was made, who destroys the enmity among people, and the devil the author of enmity. In Christ is both life and peace. The heave offering was a figure of Christ, the one offering. The priests and the law and the first covenant were figures of the everlasting covenant, Christ Jesus. Oaths which ended strife in the time of the law and before were figures of Christ, the oath of God who swore by himself, which oath Christ Jesus ends and destroys the devil the author of strife and brings people to yes and no, who judges the false oath and ends the true. For there were no oaths commanded before the fall, so there are none to be in the restoration and redemption by Christ. They see this doctrine renewed again, in measure, into God's image, and are come into obedience to Christ's doctrine and the apostles, as in the primitive times, and see the ground of swearing among the Jews, and see the ground of swearing that has gotten up since the apostles' days, among the apostates from the primitive practice in the church in the apostles' days. And they see that oaths were not given to man before the fall, and see they are not to be in the restoration, nor were in the primitive times, nor in the beginning according to the doctrine of Christ, who is the first and the last, who is to be minded, and his doctrine, who is the top and cornerstone. And now is the bride his wife, coming up out of the wilderness, where she has been driven and been fed of God in this time of the beasts, dragons, false churches, and whores' worship, which has gotten up since the apostles' days. Therefore all walk in the light of the Lamb, that by his blood you may be washed, that through it and the testimony of the Lord Jesus you may overcome. And meet in the power of God, and in that keep your meetings, that you and every one of you may inherit the power of God, and so come into your own inheritances. So live in love, peace, and unity, one with another, for the body does edify itself in love. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you, amen, to teach you and to season and to establish your hearts and to bring you salvation, and in that life which was before enmity was. George Fox 148. An exhortation to fervent prayer and steadfast faith in time of the greatest troubles and exercises. Oh, my dear friends and brethren everywhere, let all your cries and prayers be to the Lord in singleness of heart, in his spirit and power, and in belief in God through Christ, to receive the answer to your prayers and cries. For the Lord's ears are open to the cries of his poor and afflicted ones. So day and night let your cries be to him who cares for you in all your distresses. For in our afflictions Christ is afflicted, and in all your oppressions he is oppressed, and in all your imprisonments he is imprisoned, and in all your sufferings he suffers, and in all your persecutions he is persecuted. Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Said Christ. And all friends, keep out of the vain fashions of the world in your apparel, and run not after every new fashion the world invents and sets up. Keep in plain fashion, that you may judge the world's vanity and its spirit in its vain fashions, and show a constant spirit in the truth and plainness. And be moderate and chaste in all your families, and in all your imprisonments keep in the fast to the Lord, which breaks down the bond of iniquity, by which everyone's health grows. And you may also see how Christ Jesus encourages to pray, Mark 13:33. Take you heed, watch and pray, and what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. And in Luke chapter 11 verses 5-13, where he further encourages to pray, where Christ said, Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him, and he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed, I cannot rise and give you. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity he will rise and give him as many as he needs. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you, seek, and you shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. And upon this Christ encourages to knock, pray, and seek. For if a son shall ask bread of any of you, who is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he give him a scorpion? If you then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? And further he encourages to pray. Luke 18:1-8. He spoke a parable unto them, that men ought always to pray, and not faint, saying, There was in a city a judge that feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came to him, and said, Avenge me of mine adversary, and he would not for a while. But afterwards be said within himself, Though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubled me, I will avenge her, for fear that by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, Hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Hear mine the promise of Christ that does not change, but will be fulfilled. And Christ distinguishes in a parable of a Pharisee, who was a public praying man, and of a publican that stood afar off and cried for mercy, who being in the fear was more justified than the Pharisee, who was in the public praying. So pray in the Spirit and in the faith, nothing wavering nor doubting. And seek and watch in the Spirit, everyone in your measures that you have received, and therein to be preserved. And Christ the life will open to you, and the Spirit will give you an understanding, and a distinction of the state of asking and not receiving, and of seeking and not finding, and the praying and the wavering and in the doubting, which is not in the Spirit of God. But such ask in that nature which doubts, and would consume it on their lusts. So ask in faith, that gives the victory over the wavering, doubting nature. And whatsoever you ask, believing it will be given unto you, it is Christ's promise. John 14:13-15. For Christ said, Whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will obey my commands. So everyone's prayers are assured to them, and their requests effectual in their obedience and loving Christ and keeping his commands. George Fox 149. To friends, to know one another in the light. All friends everywhere, meet together, and in the measure of God's Spirit wait, that with it all your minds may be guided up to God, to receive wisdom from God. That you may all come to know how you may walk up to him in his wisdom, that it may be justified of you, and you in it preserved up to God, and be glorified. And friends meet together, and know one another in that which is eternal, which was before the world was. For knowing one another only in the letter and flesh differs you little from the beasts of the field, for what they know naturally. But all knowing one another in the light which was before the world was, this differs you from the beasts of the field, and from the world's knowledge, and brings you to know one another in the elect seed, which was before the world was. And if you turn from this light, you grow strange, and so neglecting meetings, you grow cold, and your minds run into the earth and grow weary and slothful, and careless, and heavy, and sottish, and dull, and dead. You may speak then of things which were opened once from the light, though now you be turned from it. But with the light in which is the unity, is all that condemned. In which light is the fellowship with the Son, from where the light comes, which keeps in the liveliness, which keeps from slothfulness, and all those things before mentioned, which are contrary to the light, which who turns from turns into. Therefore in the light wait and walk, that you may have fellowship one with another. I charge you all in the presence of the living God, that none boast yourselves above your measure of light. If you do, you will be buffeted. For such run into presumption, and so into reproof. Which reproof that spirit will not take patiently, but gets up into presumption, which is to be condemned with the light, in which is the unity, which keeps from desperation and presumption. They who go from the light, the enemy comes into them, and the envy, and the murderer gets up within and slays the man, and no such one has eternal life abiding in him, for he is turned from the light which comes from Christ Jesus, the life. All who dwell in the light which comes from Christ come to receive the eternal life. And here the love of God is shed abroad in the heart, and dwelling in love you dwell in God, and from the life the eternal love does flow, which life comes from the Father of life, whose love does not change. And so with the light, you dwelling in it which leads to the life, you will come to witness the faith unfeigned, and the humility unfeigned, and the faith which works by love, which purifies the heart. Waiting in the light which comes from Christ Jesus, this is received from him. For with the light man sees himself, which light comes from Christ, who is the author and finisher of his faith, which faith gives him the victory over that which he sees to be contrary to the light and to the word. And this is the one faith. And here the first Adam and the second Adam are known and seen. George Fox, let this be read among friends everywhere. Cite editor's comment. The early Quakers assembled to wait in humble silence for the Lord, and in that fleshly silence, those mature enough in spirit worshipped God, with his spirit leading their silent words and praise. The only audible words spoken were those commanded by the Lord. The only audible singing was commanded by the Lord. The only interaction of the members was not in fleshly, audible words, but was in the spirit, where the members came to know one another without words, instead through silent, unspoken communication in the spirit. These meetings were often attended with the visible presence of the Lord, seen and heard with the eyes and ears of the heart, ministering to them all, and that presence left the members greatly refreshed. As evidence of your desire for the Lord to lead you to a sinless state and the kingdom, you will have to leave your deficit sect. To continue to meet with your deficit sect is contradictory to the truth and to the true gospel requiring repentance. To continue to meet with any of the deficit sects is to fellowship with people who deny the hope of purity through repentance, union, holiness, and the kingdom. Instead of repentance with forgiveness, their God only forgives with no help or power for further repentance to help them change. To stay, you will either lose your peace or lose your integrity. If you stay, you are associating with people who think sin is okay with God, as long as they are believers and support their sect. To associate with people who continually demonstrate that evil is overlooked by God cannot help but weaken your resolve to rid yourself of your sinful nature. These people will constantly tell you, "We're okay, and you're okay because God loves us just like we are, still full of sin." But that is a tragic, colossal mistake. By your attendance, you are supporting those same people in their delusions, supporting the false teachings of that sect, and thereby condemning yourself. Come out of her, the false church, my people, so that you do not share in her sins and so you will not receive her plagues. Rev 18:4, the word of the Lord within said, they must withdraw from their sect to be taught. And withdraw from your sect, not out of pride and prejudice, but separate yourself long enough to see its false rulings. To be able to hear Christ's teachings, you must quietly withdraw from your deficit sect because he will not build you up on top of a false foundation. See Sect Services for more detail. Also see Isaac Pennington's writing as to why coming out of Babylon is necessary. Now don't make the mistake of looking for others of similar views with which to fellowship. Realize that until you or anyone else has been crucified, there in your spoken words come from the carnal mind, which is enmity to God and cannot submit itself to God. Rom 8:6-7. As the Lord said, Anything beyond a yes or no spoken comes from the evil one, Matt 5:37, the spirit of Satan in you and them. If you and others can speak words heard from the Spirit of God, only words that you hear immediately before speaking, and only words that you are told to speak out loud, then you are sharing the words of God, but immature people are sharing the words of Satan. From the word of the Lord within, it is dangerous for the young to fellowship together. There will soon be a time when meetings will once again be set up by mature, kingdom-dwelling individuals throughout the world, but until a mature leadership has been perfected and formed, the Lord himself is shepherding his sheep, alone. Ezra 34. The danger of the young in fellowship together also applies to written communication, blogging, comments on blogs, email exchanges, etc. Anything you read from others. Particularly those still seeking and not authorized to share their specific messages heard, much less their expansive interpretations, is subject to severely distorting your understanding. Shared written communications before being specifically authorized to do such sharing is prone to subtle errors that you can't yet see. And by sharing them, you are heaping condemnation on yourself. When a gatecrasher enters the kingdom in this age, many will follow in successive waves. Meetings will once again be set up by those kingdom-dwelling individuals throughout the world. The fourth power of God to salvation will be opened in those meetings, the power of the spiritual fellowship, which is in addition to the three previously available sources to the power of God. 1. Power in the true hope and gospel, 2. Power in the inward cross of self-denial, and 3. The power in the name of Jesus. Top back letters, next letters.